Quincy Art Association are really hoping and praying for weather that we're going to have this weekend for the weekend of September 25th and 26th for the 23rd annual Arts Fest at Adams Field. Kelly Cobble from the Art Association has stopped on by to tell us all about it. Nice to see you, Kelly.
Nice to see you. Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, a pleasure as always. It's like I said, the 23rd annual this year, so it's really become a staple.
Yes.
Event in the fall for the city of Quincy, right?
Yes, even though we're a little rusty coming back to it. Yeah. We hated to miss last year,
right.
But we're back full force, and the artists were very eager to show their works. Many of them were very productive during COVID,
yeah.
Some of them not so much, but we're still pushing them to give us their works. So everybody has a little stash, you know, whether they've created anything new or not.
We're looking forward to it.
Yes.
Although there was no Arts Fest in 2020, the Art Association did plod along doing some things.
We sure did.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm so proud of what we could accomplish. Again, thanks to Tony and his wonderful graphic design. We did put up a beautiful art gallery on our website, which is still there.
Okay.
And all members are still encouraged to add to it at any time to have their work represented. And, you know, all they have to do is send him an image, and he does his work by making it look like a professional art gallery, a virtual art gallery anyway.
Yeah.
So that was our, you know, big accomplishment, although we did have some Zoom classes so on. But the other thing would be that we just kept ourselves alive during COVID and did whatever we could virtually. So it was okay. Lot of lessons learned.
Oh, I'm sure. And
yes.
I would think some of them will probably persist, won't they? Some of
absolutely.
The virtual aspects
yes,
of it. Yeah.
Yes, yes. So it's been a good thing.
Yeah.
We got to, like I said, learn a lot of different techniques.
Sure. Well, art in general would be a great outlet, I would think, during times of stress and anxiety.
That's what we were hoping for and encouraging.
Sure.
And that's why we wanted to encourage our members to keep in touch, you know, virtually and also know that they had outlets. We also used social media as much as we could. We had little incentives on Facebook, whether it was a theme or, you know, show us pictures of landscape, seascape, interiors, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
deserted city streets.
Oh, exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
Still live.
Yeah. So, but fortunately, 2021's been a little better, right? You've been able to do
absolutely.
Some things.
Absolutely, yes, yes.
Yeah.
We were actually able to have some spring classes.
Yes.
Definitely had some good summer camps for children.
Oh.
We had our clay studio up and running and our regular art camps going. And right now, we still have a beginners sketching and painting class on Sunday afternoons.
Okay, all right. And these are all at the Art Association?
Yes,
okay.
yes.
So it's nice to have in-person events.
Absolutely,
again. Yeah.
Yes. Everybody was anxious for that.
Sure.
So.
How did you kind of manage the, you know, the facility itself over High School Avenue? You know?
Lots of cleaning.
Okay, yeah.
There were only like one or two of us in the building throughout most of the time. And we just had to keep going in and keep the office stuff going and just like I said, kept it clean we just had to endure it really but again a lot of communication external and you know through the phone and via Zoom, unfortunately.
It's, you know, you're an all-volunteer organization, so how did you fare financially?
Not good, unfortunately, but actually the mayor did recognize us with some COVID funds, which helped significantly.
Oh, good. Okay.
And helped, you know, we really only had our utilities that we had to worry about. We had to keep the heat on and so on and so forth. So insurance and those kind of things, you know, unfortunately,
stuff
that's the
people don't think about, but it has to be
less
taken
sexy
care of.
Side of of the Art Association.
That's
you know, we did manage and again, fortunately, we kept our expenses down because we didn't have too many activities.
Well, right,
But we did have some success with the classes, and we were able to at least pay teachers.
Okay.
At least enough to get by.
Okay.
And that was very important, a very, very important decision on our part. We wanted to make sure we could still keep whoever we could employed.
Yeah, you know, I've been saying this all through the pandemic that the, I mean, certainly, you know, people work in retail and restaurants and hospitality severely impacted, but also the arts community.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, some thrived and others, you know, were really devastated
struggled,
by
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I think we've joked before, you know, trying to run an art association is sometimes like herding goldfish, you know. most of the artists want to just be in their own little
sure.
studio by themselves
yeah.
in their introverted world and making art. And
right.
so it's hard to come out and be part of a larger organization.
Yes.
But we have some very dedicated folks that are passionate about making art and culture, you know, keeping it alive
mm-hmm,
in
mm-hmm.
the area. So, you know, again, some people were comfortable being isolated,
mm-hmm.
and other ones, I think, just needed the community.
Yes.
And that's why we tried to just keep ourselves available to them through whether it be Zoom calls
mm.
and reaching out to them through, even if it was a constant contact or a newsletter, we just tried to keep communications open and let them know that we were still there,
yeah.
even though we couldn't come together physically.
Right.
So this Arts Fest will be the opportunity to find out how productive some of them were. And so
COVID art, if you will, right?
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
Mean.
So we'll be taking in the art September 12th. And so that will be our first time kind of seeing what, you know, right now we only have titles
oh.
and registrations.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We know
yeah.
who has
okay.
has brought in some, or who has registered their art to be shown, but
yeah.
we haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
So.
In terms of numbers, do you think it's going to be comparable to previous Arts Fest?
It's a little bit smaller.
A little smaller, okay.
But we, you know, about 150 pieces. So,
okay.
you know, we'll fill up that tent.
Okay.
There's no doubt. We have a lot of photography, so we're really happy that South Shore Camera could join us, and you know, we have a few pieces of children's artwork as well
okay.
that were produced at the Art Association or virtually,
yes.
Which was a big challenge for our teachers and for the children, but
right.
they were doing it with public school anyway, so, but we were happy that some families wanted to keep up keep their children in art even during COVID,
super.
So
and
we're proud.
Sculpture and
yes,
other media
absolutely.
Also?
Yes, absolutely. Mixed
okay.
media. Pen and ink was seemed popular this year, so can't wait.
So it sounds like it'll be mostly a full-fledged art.
Absolutely.
Arts Fest,
absolutely.
Yeah. And really the first big in-person event for the association, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, because the arts affair that we usually participate in August was virtual
right.
this year. Unfortunately, we had to make that call
yeah.
Much earlier than all the COVID before the COVID restrictions were picked up.
Yes.
But we did our best, and it was a successful show, and
yeah.
people still won awards. So
okay, that's
and,
good.
And we still had a presence at Marina Bay, had
yes.
a successful raffle. And again, we encourage everybody who does come to the Arts Fest to participate in our raffle and to buy some art, because
sure.
that's what, you know, that's what keeps everybody going.
That's how they make their living, you
exactly,
know.
Yeah, exactly,
absolutely.
Yes.
Did you collaborate with other art associations
yes.
in the area?
Oh, many are look to be part of the Arts Fest because they know it's a big show.
Quincy's the signature event.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So yes, we do have many other art associations represented, so we look forward to collaborating. And some of them come and volunteer with us.
Okay.
So we all get to chit-chat. I mean, we always exchange resources and ideas
sure.
and people, so, you know, we're always in constant contact.
Yeah.
South
yeah.
Shore is a pretty small place.
Yeah, well, and, you know, Quincy's the biggest community on the South Shore.
Exactly.
In this region,
and
at
so
least.
We have great resources.
So they
yeah.
look to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I know typically entertainment is also a big part of,
yes.
of Arts Fest.
Yes.
So is that the case again this
absolutely.
Year?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't know all the details, unfortunately.
All right. Okay.
I'm just dealing with the big tent,
okay.
but I know that we have been talking to the Parks Department, and they're busy
yep.
working. Actually, it's the Recreation Department that does the entertainment
okay.
and the food and all the children's activities.
Yes,
so
they're extremely popular.
Yes,
they really
yes.
are. People love to just come and stay the day.
It's
you know?
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect,
enjoy
like I said, especially with the right weather.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
Yes.
Hopefully all the hurricanes have blown out of here.
Please,
you know,
please.
Get them out
right.
of their system.
We'll sacrifice ourselves these next couple of weeks if if we're guaranteed good weather.
Right, exactly. Now, did you find that maybe some new artists found some hidden talent during the pandemic that they didn't know they had?
Yes, actually. Okay. I do know that I just happened to recognize a couple of new names.
Okay.
Don't know. I haven't met them personally.
Yeah.
Like I said, I look forward to that when they drop off their artwork. And, we'll see how they do.
Okay. And I know you yourself have dabbled, Kelly.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And, again, I haven't picked up a brush in a while.
Oh.
But, like I said, maybe time will come.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you mentioned students, so the school department is contributing,
yes,
if you will?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Some of the young artists, some of the works are really
amazing.
Quite amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, we look forward to seeing it. I can't wait. I think I actually talked to Heather Glynn, who is a art teacher at the Atlantic Middle School.
Okay.
And I did happen to see some of her virtual work that she had to do. Again, it was challenging for them, but she did a great job teaching the elements of art,
mm-hmm,
you know, via Zoom. And her focus, as she said, was using materials that the kids could find at home,
okay,
and,
yeah,
making something out of it. And
right,
she really is a very, very creative person. And her artwork will be represented in the Art Association as well through photography and sculpture.
Oh, so, interesting. Okay.
She's always a mainstay of ours. But
okay,
it was fun talking to her and getting caught up and,
mm-hmm,
hearing her perspective on how it was from full-time teachers,
yes,
surviving
remotely,
it,
yeah,
and especially with art, since it's so hands-on and so interactive. But
right, yeah,
she did a good job.
So the Arts Fest is a juried show. I mean, this is a competition too.
Yes,
yeah.
Well, that's one element.
Okay.
So members,
yep,
have their own part of the show, and they can just submit anything, and they compete among themselves.
I see.
For,
okay,
prizes for first and second place.
Mm-hmm.
And then the jury, it comes from anybody outside of the Art Association, and that's where we get a lot of the other art associations.
Sure.
And then we also have the Best of Quincy category.
Oh, okay.
So that in itself is something that is another competition that people can try to win prizes for. So
fun. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
And that's popular.
A lot of works are donated, I know, for you to raffle off as well.
Yes.
Will that take place again this year?
Yes.
It will.
Yes.
Okay.
So we haven't had a lot.
Okay.
So any artists out there who,
yep,
are watching us now, please contact us and send your donations. But we also take other things besides,
okay,
artwork as well in the arts community. We've had nice books, you know, submitted for raffle items, and sometimes little, we've had artist care packs put together, like,
really,
a basket that, you know, are artsy types of things.
I see, okay.
Yep.
All right, so
any raffle items will do.
Okay. How does one become a member of the Quincy Art Association, Kelly?
Well, they can go to our website,
okay,
and there's a form online that they can fill out, and I believe, thanks to COVID, we've finally figured out a way that they can even pay for it.
All right.
So
see, some good things have come out of this.
Exactly. But if they can't,
yes,
just fill it out and send us an email, and we'll figure it out for you. But
okay.
QuincyArtMA.org,
okay,
is our website. And then, of course, QuincyArtMA@yahoo.com is our email address.
Okay.
And we will respond.
Okay. And there's a phone number, too. Is there somebody answering phones, or is it a
usually it's
system?
A machine.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
So far, we just have again, because of COVID, we,
yep,
don't encourage a lot of people being in the office, just sitting there.
Absolutely.
Waiting for things to happen.
Yep.
So.
But somebody will get back if
absolutely,
they leave a message.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You must be very excited to hear earlier this year the announcement about a performing arts center.
Absolutely.
Coming to Quincy.
Yes. Yes.
In the future, it's got a ways to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. So Dan Myers and I were able to be part of the planning committee.
Okay,
so we,
yeah,
got our ideas and our needs represented.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very happy and very excited to see that happen. I will say,
yep,
we also have another smaller showing opportunity at our fingertips, and the mayor has given us some temporary space in the Monroe Building,
oh,
to open up a gallery.
Really?
So that is very, very early in the works,
okay,
right,
okay,
now.
All right.
We will be
hearing.
Well,
the city just bought that building.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we're in the very infancy stage,
okay,
of
all
planning,
right,
it and preparing it to be open hopefully in the fall. Hopefully that will be our next big push after the Arts Fest to have a showing. We're really planning on maybe late October to have that open. So everybody be watching for big announcements coming from Quincy Arts Association.
Oh, that must be very exciting. Is that the first kind of public gallery that the Art Association will have?
We believe so.
Ever, yeah.
And it's something that we have wanted and needed, you know, for so long, and especially downtown will give us a much better location.
Yeah.
Our building we would love to use, and we have in the past utilized it for some small shows, unfortunately it really is a learning institution more than an exhibit type of place.
It's school, right? It's art school.
Exactly. So, you know, we're hoping that this will really be a game changer.
That's exciting. That really is.
Yes, yes.
Because, of course, as you know, the Welcome Center is already opened.
That's right.
There.
That's
so
right.
If you get folks coming in for the Welcome Center,
exactly.
Say, oh,
yes,
Quincy has an art association to hear some of their works.
Absolutely. Yeah. A gallery will be quite a draw. Yes.
Sure.
So we will have some good visibility as well. And, try to draw in the people from that area.
I think that's exciting.
Yes.
Because how long has the Art Association been in existence, Kelly?
I needed these numbers earlier.
Yeah, or maybe late 70s.
Late 70s, yes. Again, thanks to Annette Pagliarondi.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So for the first time in over 40 years.
That's right. I know.
Gallery.
She
yeah.
would be thrilled out of her mind because this was definitely part of her vision well. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I know the mayor talked about activating the Hancock Adams Common with public art. So here's one way that might happen.
Absolutely, and we'll help perpetuate that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
How many members now, even roughly? I know you were told there'd be no math, but
exactly. Right. Yeah. I don't even know. Probably close to 200.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I hope.
Yeah.
Some of them might not be so active, but their name is on the list anyway.
Okay.
Yes.
And then is there volunteer opportunities?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, we've been reaching out to anybody that has expressed an interest in the past, and we had a couple of people expressed interest over the year.
Okay.
So we are reaching out. We have a Google Doc that people can fill in where they can put in their time.
Okay. And I would think specifically for Arts Fest, you need help too, right?
Oh, that's it. Well, yes.
That's
mostly primarily right now. That's
okay.
That's the push. Right.
Okay.
Right.
So then just to recap, 23rd annual Quincy Arts Fest, September 25th and 26th.
That's right.
Saturday, Sunday at Adams Field.
That's right.
And do you know the hours offhand?
10 to 5, I want to say, on Saturday, and probably 10 to 4 on Sunday.
Okay. And typically, I know the awards are announced at the end of the day on Sunday. Yeah.
Exactly. We'll announce the awards and pull the raffle.
And the raffle.
Exactly.
Winners.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So lots of action. We'll probably start around, 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Yes. And then we have to close up.
Yes, for another year.
Right.
Any deadlines, Kelly, for folks to submit their art?
They've already passed.
Oh, it's passed.
Right?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, again, we are looking at Sunday the 12th. We'll be taking the artwork in. Then it will be judged, and then we'll start the hanging midweek.
Okay.
So, and that's when we'll need all hands on deck, helping the hang the artwork during the day.
Yep. All right.
And then hopefully it'll be up and running.
Hope you have a wonderful festival this year.
Thank you. Thank you so much
welcome.
For highlighting us and giving us a chance to shine.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you.